poll shows blue state voters backdrops red state deportation policies. By Warner Todd Houston on January 9, 2025. A majority of Marylanders want their local officials to work with the feds to deport illegal migrants, despite the pro-migration demands of their Democrat political leaders. The poll, conducted by Gonzalez Research and Media of Annapolis, Maryland, found that 76% of respondents overall said they support requiring local police departments and state officials in Deep Blue Maryland to work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in its duties to take into custody and deport illegal migrants, especially those in the state's jails. While the split between Democrats and Republicans was expected, even the Democrats showed majority support for requiring officials to work with the feds. Unsurprisingly, 96% of those who self-identified as Republicans supported the requirement. But even 65% of Democrat respondents agreed with the requirement. Meanwhile, 77% of those who claimed to be independent also supported such a requirement. The result might be surprising considering that Donald Trump lost the Deep Blue state by 29 points in last year's election as he campaigned on his key promise to initiate the largest deportation plan ever conducted. The poll is all the more shocking because it stands in stark contrast to the policies of most of the state's jurisdictions. Currently, only three counties honor ICE detainers on suspects in their jails, WBFF-TV reported. According to reports, crime rates in Maryland rose in several key metrics in 2024. According to the Major Cities Chiefs Association, rapes, robberies, and assaults rose in the state overall. And only 18 of the state's 69 jurisdictions saw crime fall in all four categories last year. The Gonzalez poll was taken of 811 registered voters from December 27 to January 4, and has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.5%. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.